Welcome to God First with Brian C. Thomas, a program committed to encouraging you to put God first while viewing life through the window of the Bible. Now, in honor of the one and only true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, let's join Brian C. Thomas for today's message.
Good afternoon to all. My name is Brian Thomas, and I greet you in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Last week, we began a series on the Great Reset with guest Dr. Bruce Logan. If you missed it, you can listen in its entirety at godfirst.org. This week, we resume our discussion, so please join us as we pick up where we left off in part two of the Great Reset. COVID-19 and the vaccine, how does it really factor into this Great Reset?
Okay, first of all, let me just talk about the vaccine first, because this is something that I'm going to keep my eye on. And if you're a believer, we should really pay attention to this. Mm-hmm. Because I'm hearing talk, and it's not confirmed, but I'm hearing rumors and talk from different sources that there are certain elements within our government, or within the world government, in fact, that want to make the taking of this vaccine as mandatory. Mm-hmm. So in other words, and wrap your mind around this, you're going to have some sort of identification showing that you've had the vaccination before you can go into a store, a restaurant. This is being talked about, and from what I understand, that's going to be on the agenda in the coming May World Economic Forum conference. So that's point number one. So that should be very alarming just in and of itself. All right. So on the other side of that coin is the fact that we're talking about a pandemic that has and listen to this is really key, a 99% survival rate. Mm-hmm. Think about that.
Right.
We're talking about a pandemic that has a 99% survival rate. We're talking about a pandemic that since February has been distorted and misrepresented completely. So in other words, when they say that so they count all the millions of people that have died, and those numbers have been manipulated, because what they did, and this was the department of, what was the department that, the CDC, I'm sorry, the CDC, mm-hmm. actually in September posted a report that was picked up by the New York Times, and you can go back and look at it, and basically they acknowledged that when they were accumulating their data, what they did is that they combined the mortality deaths from COVID, and they combined two things. They combined the deaths with COVID and the deaths from COVID. And if you pay attention to the language, the two are completely different things. Mm-hmm. The death. So for example, they reported people that died of stage 3 stomach cancer. When they did the autopsy, they found that they tested positive for COVID. So that person would go into death in the COVID death list. Right. In the statistics. But that person didn't die from COVID. That person died from stage 3 stomach cancer. They've had people that died in car accidents and all different other types of calamities. And they all went into that COVID list, death list, whereas it should have been separated. In other words, if you died and you was perfectly healthy, you didn't have any pre-existing conditions, and you contracted COVID and a week later you died, That should have been a different category than people who died from other maladies and end up being tested positive for COVID. So that was one of the ways that these numbers have been manipulated. And when this level of manipulation, we have to realize it was not by chance, not by accident. This was all planned and strategized. Okay, so that's very important that your listeners, you know, really understand that this is a big picture thing that's really going on here, not only in the United States, but around the world. But also with the COVID-19, we're talking about that over 90% of all the mortalities were people 70 and over with pre-existing conditions. Mm-hmm. So now they're talking about using that data in order to manipulate in such a way in order to use that as an excuse to come to do this Great Reset. It's not just the COVID-19. They want to combine COVID-19 with the what they call quote unquote climate change or the climate crisis, which that's a I can do a whole another segment on that. Okay, but that and that's the whole idea. They need it in order for it to bring this all to pass and all to fruition. They needed some kind of crisis,
right.
And then and so they're using COVID-19 as that crisis. And this is the one last point that I want to make. And again, I just want to introduce this thought, and then we'll talk about it on the next next installment. But if you go YouTube in January, Donald Trump actually did a speech at the World Economic Forum this past January, and in my estimation, it was one of the best speeches that he ever gave. And it talked about the greatness of America. It talked about how America. And then when he said this one statement, you can see the air go out of the room. He made this one statement: America is now the leading exporter of fossil fuel in the world. That we're no longer dependent upon Europe, no longer dependent upon OPEC. And because America, our energy, we're at the cutting edge and the leading edge of energy production and energy exports in the world. And you can just feel the air go out of the room because that put a dent in everything that they had been planning. And then a month later, COVID became a big deal. So now when you want to talk about conspiracy, I'm not saying that was the connection, but, you know, in my opinion, you know, it's suspect.
This virus here has a 99% survival rate. And again, folks, don't get us wrong. We're not saying that the virus is not real. We know that it's real.
Yeah.
But Dr. Logan, right. I played basketball in high school. And if someone would have came to me, if my coach would have came to me and said, Brian, tonight you're going to make 99% of your shots, I would have been delighted. I mean, I would have been ecstatic. Like, man, I'm going to be the greatest player of all time. And
all time.
And you think about, you know, you go on a job interview and someone says you have a 99% chance of landing this job. I think everybody's going to come from that feeling great. But for whatever reason, when it comes to COVID-19, people are so uptight and afraid and scared, even though there's a 99% chance of surviving. So, folks, again, we're not saying to take this lightly. We're not saying that it's not real. We do know there are people dying from it, but there is an agenda going on behind the scenes. There are things that are happening, people with these globalist agendas. And the Bible says that we need to be wise and discerning to understand the times that we're living in.
So I've done a lot of articles on my website on this and similar other subjects. So you can be able to follow me. And I got a book that will also be coming out next year that won't be on this particular topic and specifically, but I'm going to be talking about the three battle zones of the enemy. And I can maybe share a little bit more about that. The three battle zones are the mind, the battle for the family, and the battle for the church, and how all those things are interconnected, and which actually has a lot to do with what we're talking about. So, yeah, that's going to be coming out next year. So you can follow me and keep up to date, and then more information will be forthcoming.
Dr. Logan, you touched on it last week. Build back better. We've heard that being thrown around, and Klaus Schwab, who's the leader of the World Economic Forum, has been stating it. And well, former Vice President Joe Biden has been using that same language. So let's listen to what Joe Biden had to say.
We have to build back better. That's what my plan is, to build back better.
All right. So, Dr. Logan, you touched on it last week, but share with us again. What is he getting at when he's talking about build back better?
Well, in short, reference to building back better is that they're using the COVID-19 pandemic. And of course, you know, the implications of that has been that many economies, and particularly the United States, has had to, you know, they shut down. As a matter of fact, there was a period of time where there were over 30 million new unemployment claims just in the United States, just over the from March till September. Build back better is an idea saying, well, we got to build the economy back, but we got to build it back better than it was before. And which is ironic when you consider the fact that the first 3 years of this current administration, from regardless of what you think of him as a person, you can't deny the fact that the economy in the United States was setting record on top of record. It was record GDP growth, record stock market, record job growth, record minority employment. It was just setting record on top of record. So when you think of the term build back better, you have to ask yourself, build back better than what? I mean, how are you going to build back better than record on top of record?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well said. Well said. That is an excellent, excellent question. And that leads us to Donald Trump. You know, you've already been talking about Donald Trump, but there are many that have called Donald Trump a nationalist. I can remember that throughout his first 4 years. And they're speaking of it as a bad thing. They are paralleling him to Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. So why is it, in light of what we're talking about with the Great Reset, why is it that so many hate the fact that Donald Trump is not a globalist? Because Donald Trump has had the theme from the beginning of his campaign that he's trying to make America great again, make things great right. In America, bring the jobs back to America. Yeah. But there seems to be this tone out there, people that just really hate that. They don't like the fact that he is talking about America being great, but instead they seem to want someone that is going to go along with his globalist agenda. So why is it that is?
Well, first of all, let me just talk about for a moment the difference between a nationalist versus a globalist. What basically, in a nutshell, what you're talking about is a worldview. Mm-hmm. The worldview of a nationalist versus the worldview of a globalist. Now, the sad fact of the matter is that the majority of the world, a large percentage of the world, has a globalist worldview, which means that they have a one world socialist/communist worldview, meaning they want centralized government to control basically all the economies and all the citizens of the world. Donald Trump, on the other hand, is a nationalist, and which means that he wanted our nation as America to maintain its own individual sovereignty and for the rest of the world to compete with the United States, as opposed to the United States coming down to the level of the rest of the world. And so obviously that if you're a world leader that has a globalist worldview, then you're going to see Donald Trump. I mean, you don't even have to be a world leader. You could be politicians in the United States, you know, Democrat politicians who also embrace the globalist agenda. You're going to see Donald Trump as a threat. And so from the very beginning, he was using words like Hitler, Nazi, fascist. And let me just say to all the listeners out there that maybe hold that perspective and maybe never really researched the words and what they actually mean, let me just say this, just to kind of give you a clue, that if you're an individual who are advocating that we keep our guns, that you're advocating that we keep our right to free speech and the First Amendment rights, chances are you're not the one who's the fascist. Mm-hmm. Okay? Just a little history. That's just a little history lesson. All right. Wilson. Chances are you're not the one who's the fascist. But I digress.
We are discussing the Great Reset Part 2 with guest Dr. Bruce Logan. We will pause for a short break, but please don't go away as we will resume on the other side of this brief announcement. You are tuned into the God First program.
You are listening to Brian C. Thomas on God First. For more of Brian's teachings, please visit godfirst.org to browse our extensive library of material. There you will find devotionals, blogs, articles, and audio messages available as MP3 downloads on various topics such as salvation, Bible prophecy, marriage, and the significance of blessing Israel, just to name a few. You can also sign up for our monthly newsletter and visit our web store. So please visit us at godfirst.org. Now, let's return to the conclusion of today's message.
Welcome back to the God First program. If you are just now joining us and would like to hear the entire message, please visit us at godfirst.org. That's GOD1ST.org. And as always, we would love to hear from you. If you would like to write us by mail, you can do so at God First Bible Fellowship, P.O. Box 266, Knightdale, North Carolina 27545. Now, let's rejoin Dr. Bruce Logan in part 2 of The Great Reset.
So the sad reality of it is that the majority of the world, particularly world leaders, and we talked about that last week, are globalists. And the globalist agenda is a one world agenda. But in order, because America's economy is so strong and so dominant around the world, basically all the rest of the world is basically basing their economy based on the America's economy. One of the reasons why the EU formed, for an example, was in order to was Europe coming together with the euro, which was a one world government, one world economy. And basically, they were trying to compete with the West. They were trying to compete with America's economy. And even with that, they still couldn't compete. Reason why? Because they embrace socialist economic principles, and America embraces a free market economic principle. So what we're seeing is that the globalists, even in our own country, are advocating for more socialist economic policies, which is what we saw this entire year from the left side of the aisle during the campaign. Mm-hmm. All of their agenda, all of the language that they used was a globalist, one world transformation economy that was part or a mainstay of the party's platform.
And so Donald Trump, when we come to Donald Trump, he's been standing in the way of the globalist system. He's in the way. So that is why so many
let me just say this real quick. And I don't want to get this. This is a major point. I didn't really want to forget. Pardon me for jumping in. But I want to just say, to add to what I was saying before, is that Donald Trump, and this is going to be hard for a lot of your listeners who maybe not be Trump supporters. It's going to be hard for you to wrap your mind around. But when you take the emotion away and just examine it, you know what I mean, from a critical standpoint, you will notice that Donald Trump has been, over the past 4 years, has been the biggest fly in the ointment of the globalist movement that there has probably ever been. Because with his America First policy, and especially when he opened up a lot of the domestic drilling. Remember that there during the Obama administration, they had this big battle over the Keystone Pipeline, just to give you an example. And like offshore drilling was a major thing in the coal industry, where Donald Trump came in and pretty much opened all of that up. And so now America is the leading exporter of fossil fuels in the world. So that was a major hit to the globalist agenda. Mm-hmm. Because now America's economy had begun to accelerate. It was basically, I used to use an example for all those Star Wars fans out there. The economy was on warp speed,
right?
You know, I mean, what he did is he infused, for those who are familiar with the lingo, he infused dilithium crystals into the economy when he opened up domestic drilling and cut taxes and cut regulations. So those things made him just hated by the globalists.
And the thing, Dr. Logan, is there are men and women like you and I that are sharing these type of messages to try to get people to understand and really see what is going on, what is taking place. And that brings me to big tech censorship, because when we tried to get this message out, there are those out there who control the big tech. We're talking about social media, Facebook, Twitter, things of that nature, and they want this message suppressed. And so they don't want that out, because they're all in it together. They all have a dog in the fight when it comes to this globalist agenda. Now, I've experienced some big tech censorship, and in conversations that you and I've had privately, you've experienced the same thing as well, right?
No doubt about it. I've been rejected. I've had, you know, when you post, try to boost posts on Facebook, then you got to go through a review process, and I've probably been rejected 10 times this year.
Wow.
I just got rejected last week, and all I did, and I posted a meme that had AOC and some of the things that she had said, and along with it, and right next to it, I posted a meme that says, ignorance is a choice. Mm. They got rejected.
Mm. Wow.
accurate. Yeah. So I wrote another article like leading into the election, and I entitled the election Religion, Politics, and a Biblical Worldview. That was the title that I attached to this article, tried to boost it, and it got rejected. Mm. So I went through their complaint process, and I jumped through all of their hoops, and then I tried to submit it again, and got rejected again. I went through this for, I spent almost a month fighting back, and finally I gave up, and I had to just basically change some stuff.
Yeah, and that's why so many now conservative and Christian ministries and individuals are going over to the sites like, or the applications like Parler, because we are being censored. There is a suppression going on. And for any who do not believe it, like we stated last week in part one, if you think that we're just speaking conspiracy theory, I want you to hear what former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani had to say about this.
I would love to release all the information that I have. I would love to give it to you all, except most of you wouldn't cover it. A few of you would. And then we'd have half the American people probably informed. The censorship that is going on in this country right now by big tech and by big media is almost as dangerous as the election fraud that we're revealing. Maybe just as dangerous. We're headed to a very bad place. And it is not inappropriate that a Venezuelan company counted our votes. Thank you.
Folks, the book of Daniel tells us that the wise will understand, but the wicked will not understand. We have to, as believers in Jesus Christ, be wise and be discerning and understand what is taking place, because there are things that are happening. And the Bible foretells of this. And Jesus told at his first coming, he told the people there, he said, you can look at the sky and you can tell the weather, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. We must be discerning and able to discern the signs of the times. Because Dr. Logan, the things we see taking place here, does the Bible not speak of what we see going on, the foundation that is being laid towards this globalist agenda?
Well, 100% the Bible speaks to it. You quoted Daniel, and also, but you can look at Revelation chapter 13. Mm-hmm. In Revelation chapter 13, just briefly, if you go through verses 1 through 7, just if you just look at that, and I won't just quote it all, I'll just summarize, but it talks about the rise of the Antichrist. It says the beast who will rise out of the sea, you know, referring to the Antichrist, for those who study Bible prophecy. It says that he will deceive the entire world, having authority over, and get this, every tribe, every people, language, and nation. All right. And you might say, well, how is he going to gain control like that? And one way that they will, that he will gain control, is by the control of commerce and control of the economics. I've been saying for a year, I mean, maybe 40 years, because I've been like a lover, student of Bible prophecy since God first saved me back in 1979. And the first book that I ever read all the way through after I got saved was The Late Great Planet Earth. So, and then I started studying Revelation down as a new Christian. So I'm just kind of, that's just kind of been, you know, a passion of mine. Well, I've been saying since the 80s that, like a lot of people, when they focus on, you know, looking at signs of the times, and rightly so, people look at, you know, the wars and the earthquakes, and, you know, people even maybe even look at the pandemics and so on and so forth. But because, you know, the Bible did speak about pestilence in the last days. But I've always been making the argument that the two single most important things that we should pay attention to as believers as it pertains to the end times is, number one, what's happening in the Middle East. And number two, what's going on with global economics and global economy. Those are the two things that we have to pay most attention to, because you have to realize that what's happening right now is the world is being conditioned, mm-hmm. psychologically conditioned, to accept when the Antichrist does come. So for an example, we've been conditioned to just lock our businesses down and stay home without even asking any questions, you know. And I use this as an example. Let's say one of your listeners found a lump on their leg, and they go to the doctor, and the lump they did a biopsy. It comes out that it's cancerous, and they'll say, "Sir, I'm sorry, but it came back cancerous." And so you're going to have to, the only solution is to amputate your leg. And you say, okay, you don't ask any questions. Don't try to get any second opinion. Don't try to examine or explore any other solutions or treatments. You just, okay, just automatically just take my leg. Mm. Well, the average person is not going to do that. Well, in essence, but when it comes to this pandemic, that's exactly what we did. We accepted, we've been conditioned to accept what they've been telling us as a treatment to it without even questioning it, without even saying, well, wouldn't it be a good idea, for an example, since we found out that 90% of all the mortalities of people over 70 with pre-existing conditions, well, couldn't we just isolate them and protect them while the rest of us go on with our lives? We're not even asking critical questions like that. Mm-hmm. And so what's happening is that the world is being conditioned. And eventually, this Antichrist that the Bible speaks of is going to rise, and the world is going to be already conditioned to accept his one world mark of the beast. And I think that what's happening is the conditioning is happening as we speak.
The conditioning is happening as we speak. Those should be words of warning for us all. And I want to leave you with this question. Do you hear messages of this nature in your church? If not, I want you to lovingly approach your pastor and ask him to cover these topics. And to pastors out there, do you share messages of this nature with your church? Because Jesus Christ told us in the scriptures what to look for, what things would be the signs, the precursors of his return. And he said that we should be children of the light, not of darkness. So we should not be caught by surprise concerning what is happening in the world. So I want to challenge you to share the things so that we can properly discern the signs of the times. On that note, we will pause for this week as we are out of time. But please come back next week for part 3 and the conclusion of the Great Reset with Dr. Bruce Logan. Until then, remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Bless God's great nation of Israel. And to the only wise God, be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
You've been listening to the Bible teacher Brian C. Thomas, founder and president of God First. Brian and God First reserve all copyright protection under applicable law. Our copyright policy is available at our website, godfirst.org. Until next time, remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, bless God's great nation of Israel, and seek first the kingdom of God.